It's the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Okay, I promise I'm not going to beat you down with movie stuff today, but I did watch another great horror movie, and it's on my list of four that I recommend. I recommend The Cabin, I recommend Funny Games, I recommend Hush, and I recommend this one I saw yesterday, and it's called The Descent. A lot of people recommended this, a lot of people said you got to watch it, and it's a story of six women. It's a British horror movie. Six women who get together every year and go on some adventure. In this particular adventure, they were going spelunking. So they're going down into a cave system in the Appalachian area of America, even though some of them came over from Britain. About half the friends are American, I think, and half the friends are British. But the first part of the movie, I think, is the scariest to me. And it's before even the subterranean creatures appear that they eventually have to battle. And it's just them traveling down into the cave system and having to go through these little small tunnels, and where you can't turn around in them. I mean, you're having to crawl on your belly to go through these little bitty tunnels. You can't turn around, you can't back out of well either.
No way.
And it had me so claustrophobic just watching it. This is before the horror even started. This is just the feeling of being closed in. And they shot it so incredibly well. Giorgio, I thought of you the whole time. You have to watch just the first 40 minutes of this movie, The Descent, just to see these women going through extremely tight spaces and tunnels collapsing behind them, being trapped underground. I didn't realize how much I fear that until I watched this.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. I told y'all years back, I went to, I guess it was the Longhorn Caverns. And seemed like a good idea. And about 5 minutes into it, the only thing I could think about was, how do we get out of here? And it was a miserable time.
But those are stand-up areas where you have plenty of room down there.
Yes, but the air is heavy, and just being underground and
knowing there's all that earth up above you.
Yeah.
And 30 feet underground.
Yeah. It was miserable. I can't imagine crawling through a small space. There's no way.
Well, as I did some research on this, I found out there's a lot of different phobias, and they're very closely related to each other. Like, claustrophobia is kind of the catch-all that I refer to it as. The fear of having no escape and being closed into a small space. Okay, claustrophobia may occur at any time. If you have claustrophobia, you may fully intend to enter a small space, such as an MRI chamber or a motion simulator, yet have a panic attack before or during the experience. The specific focus of the phobia itself is the small space. So, but mine has to do with clethrophobia, which is triggered by the confinement, but it's the fear of being trapped there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the smallness of the space, it's the fear of being trapped.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit different.
It's kind of like my fear of being buried alive.
That has a different name.
Ah.
That is taphophobia. That's the irrational fear of being buried alive. And I think this is a funny sentence. The irrational fear of being buried alive. I think it's only rational to fear being buried alive. Yeah, it's very closely related to other phobias like fear of death. There's also something called fear of tombstones.
What?
Never had that. Fear of cemeteries. We have official names for all of these fears. The cemetery fear is comatrophobia. I nailed that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, taphophobia is the irrational fear of being buried alive.
That's what I have.
The last time I got the sweats, you guys witnessed it, is when we were stuck on the tarmac. Now, which one is that? Because that's not a really small space, but it was the... Yeah, I guess it was the fear that we weren't getting out.
That's clethrophobia.
Yeah.
That's the fear of being trapped.
Yeah.
Because you weren't necessarily in a small space, although you did feel some element of claustrophobia. It was that you were trapped inside that space that you were in. And that got you sweating.
And I had to get away from you guys because you go, man, sure is hot in here. Boy, it sure is a tight space.
We started a text chain, the three of us going about how... God, I just can't breathe in here. It's just the air just feels so oppressive.
Man.
Please, Giorgio, watch the first 40 minutes of this.
What's it called again?
It's called The Descent. And what makes this really unusual to me is here is a horror movie that there's no guys in it. It's six female leads, in the film, and it's just them underground.
Kind of a bridesmaids kind of thing.
It's not really underground bridesmaids. I don't know that any critic described it as that.
Is it Bad Moms?
No, it's nothing like Bad Moms.
Woo, look at that stalactite.
The other thing that's interesting about this is the technical skills of spelunking, which I was fascinated with that element of it. All the gear that... You don't hear a tongue click?
No.
Like from the movie Hereditary?
No.
Okay. All the gear that the women are using and the fact that you have to... I mean, it's like... It's Sounds underground like mountain climbing. Yeah, yeah, it's very much like mountain climbing. And the physical skill that it takes for these women to climb through these caves and caverns, because you do have to climb up stuff, you have to climb down stuff, you have to climb across, you know, chasms, basically, underground, where you're reaching up and trying to find finger holds up in the stalactites, and it's just, all of it will make you so nervous.
They've got the skills, dog.
They've got the skills. And you're worried that they're going to turn against each other and
become cannibals.
Yes.
And there's creatures down there.
And there's creatures down there. And
that sounds great.
They evolved because, you know, to their climate. It seems like it's all offshoot of humans that evolved into these cave animals, and their eyes are all milky because they don't use their eyes ever, so their eyes have just gone to where they're blind.
God.
But they can smell,
and
hear. They can hear like bats.
That's great.
And they can crawl up on the ceiling because they're maggot white.
Yeah.
Their skin has never seen sunlight. So creepy.
Sounds like a great movie.
I know. And one girl falls, and the compound fracture is just so disturbing. And them having to set the compound fracture, push the bone back in the leg.
No.
It's called The Descent. It was made in 2005, and so many of you P1 said that this is a great film, and you were right about that one. That's one of the few that, I say the few, not many get my Blue Ribbon Award.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that one does. I had a few problems with it.
This is new breaking news that you have a Blue Ribbon Award.
Yeah, it gives my Blue Ribbon Award. I had a few problems with it, like the creatures that evolved underground. I would think that it's like they did a good job of respecting their sense of hearing. You know, you try to be quiet when they're around. But when the creature comes right up to you, but he can't see you if you don't make a sound.
Mm-hmm.
He has great smell. He could totally smell you, but they never contend with that, really.
Are they hard to kill?
Huh?
Are they hard to kill?
They didn't seem that hard to kill. But I just thought that they ignored the sense of smell part. But you have to get over that. Watch it for just the claustrophobia. That, to me, was more fearful than the creatures.
I know you didn't want to do an entire segment on the movie, but you just did.
I know I did. But claustrophobia is what I discovered about myself while watching this, or cleithrophobia.
But you have some sort of phobia.
And what do I have?
You have taphophobia.
Taphophobia, fear of taffy in small places.
And this combines all of that because you're underground and you're trapped. And you're trying to go through little tunnels which you can just barely kind of inchworm your way through. You can't go backwards and you can't breathe. The dust is all in your mouth and everything coming up from the floor of the cave.
And you're trying to escape blind maggots.
What did you say?
Maggots.
My earphones cut out. I just heard missed a consonant there.
Maggots. All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEX.